Drive Time Sports on the Olympic City's home for the Winter Games. Extra Sports 1300. Ryan Kaufman with you. I always say that Drive Time Sports mojo, karma, whatever you want to call it, it's real and it absolutely exists. Just take our next guest. She appears on this show a while back. Now she's an Olympian for the second time. She'll be representing the U.S. in women's figure skating after winning silver in both the short program and free skate at the 2018 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. Mariah Nagasu is my guest. Mariah, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be back, and I'm ready for all your questions.
All right, perfect, because we got a few of them. First and foremost, be honest with us, how much of you being on the show previously is the reason why you're going to Pyeongchang?
It was all because of you, and you guys pumped me up, and I got my job done, so thank you.
Yeah, that's nice of you to say. We know we had nothing to do with it, but we'll take your answer anyway. We'll cut it up and make a promo out of it. See, we create Olympians. All right, so second time around for you. How is this different than 8 years ago?
Ooh. Tough question. I'm definitely a little bit older, 8 years older, actually. And instead of Vancouver, it'll be in Pyeongchang this year. But I'm super excited because I love Korean food. And as far as my skating, I'm better than ever. And going triple axel in these Olympic Games. And so I'm a little nervous about it, but you know, I train every day. And so I'm excited to go out there and represent Team USA.
Remind me, when Tanya Harding hit the triple axel, was that an Olympics?
No, it wasn't. She broke her lace at the Olympic Games, though.
Right.
So I'm going to make sure I change my laces so that doesn't happen to me.
That's a good idea. Let's talk about your performance at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. Silver in the short program, the free skate. Was that what you expected to do? How did you feel about that particular performance?
You know, I went out there to regain my title, and I didn't quite do that. But at the end of the day, I delivered two strong performances, and I'm on the team. And at the end of the day, the goal was to make the Olympic team, and so goal accomplished.
And Mariah Nagasu joining us. She'll be competing for the United States in the Olympics in women's figure skating. Just because you got a silver doesn't necessarily mean you're on the team, right? I mean, it's still kind of a selection process. Is that, do I have that mischaracterized, or is that the case?
That is definitely the case. We are judged based on our body of work, and although U.S. Championships is the most heavily weighted competition, we are selected based on what we've done over the season, and that's something I learned the hard way in 2014. Mm-hmm. And so this year I definitely ramped up my game so that I would be selected to the team.
And obviously you know that through your resume you feel like it's good enough, but at the end of the day it's not in your hands. So while you didn't have to wait days and days, you had to wait at least a few hours. So how nerve-wracking, how nervous were you until you finally received that call that, yes, you were going to be a part of the team?
You know what? This has been a goal in the making since 2018, and I felt like I had done my job then, but I wasn't named to the team, and that was devastating. But this time around, I knew that I had done what I needed to do, and so I was pleasantly surprised. And you know, this is really an honor to represent Team USA. There are only three girls going from the entire country, and so you know, that text message is everything. I was a little bit nervous to get it.
Mariah Nagasu joining us, U.S. figure skater, going to be competing in Pyeongchang. Of course, you can hear the 2018 Winter Games here on Extra Sports 1300 starting February 9th. I heard if it wasn't for a little rain, you wouldn't even be at where you are now. Tell us a little bit about that. That is a crazy story.
Yeah, I'm from Southern California, and so, you know, it's always sunny, and my parents love golfing, so they wanted me to start a career in golf. And so I have pictures of myself, like, not even able to walk and playing with plastic putters. But it started raining one day, and my mom was like, oh, like, put it on rank instead of the golfing course. And you know, since that day, I guess I just asked to be taken back to the rink every day and just completely forgot about golfing.
Like every athlete growing up, and even when they reach adulthood, they want their support there, their family, their friends. It's obviously not just down the street. So your figure skating club back in California is trying to help get your parents out there. They're raising money. How much will it cost them to make the trip over to South Korea?
Oh, you know, I started with the Pasadena Figure Skating Club and have been with them since I started skating. And so for them to start a fundraiser for me, it really means a lot. And, you know, people expect that parents are just shuffled right along with the athletes, but actually pay their own way. And because it is the Olympic Games, things are really expensive, $150 a night. And I'm really grateful to everybody who's put in their donations and making it happen, especially because my dad is not one to leave his restaurant. And so I think for the Olympics, he'll put the his restaurant on vacation. And that's something that really means a lot to me.
All he has to put a little sign in the window saying, I'm watching my daughter in the Olympics, and I'm pretty sure everyone who's coming to his restaurant will probably forgive him for being closed for a couple of weeks. For people that would like to, you know, pitch in and help out in some small way to make sure that your parents get over there, do you know how one would go about doing that? Is there a website or anything like that?
Yeah, if you guys go check out my Twitter page. My username is @Mariah_Nagasu. There is a link to a You Caring page, which I guess has less fees than GoFundMe, but You Caring, and then fire away, and that means everything to me. And, you know, my parents, especially, they work really hard at a sushi restaurant. It's not like a franchise, so they're there every single day and do all the work themselves, and so every little bit is super helpful, and I'm so grateful to everyone who has helped and is helping.
What's the schedule like for the next couple of weeks?
It's back to normal training and, you know, keeping myself healthy and continuing to improve. You know, I made some silly mistakes at the U.S. Championships, and I make the same one I'm continuing to improve myself and improve my skating, and to put, you know, I want to put out a performance that everyone's going to remember.
Awesome having you on again, Mariah. We're going to be pulling for you here in Colorado. Thanks so much for the time, and best of luck out there.
Thank you so much for having me. Hope you guys have a great day.
U.S. figure skater Mariah Nagasu joining us here on Drive Time Sports. You can follow her on Twitter @Mariah Nagasu, and you can hear how she's doing over in Pyeongchang with our hourly updates, our nightly recap show from Westwood One. As far as the play-by-play or the event coverage goes, we will have USA Hockey, both men's and women's, through the medal round on these very airwaves. So when it comes to the 2018 Winter Olympics, we absolutely have you covered. Thanks to Michael and everyone over at U.S. Figure Skating for being so awesome over the last few weeks to be lining up these very busy athletes, even more so now, and taking some time to join us, which is pretty awesome. More Drive Time Sports in just a moment here on Extra Sports 1300.